I was born on the south side. I was raised on the south side. Everybody stick together like we in the land. Cause it ain't no side like the south side. On the south side.
South side.
South side.
South side.
From WBEZ Chicago and Comedy Central, this is Southside Stories. I'm D'Ala Riddle.
And I'm Bashir Salahuddin. We're the creators of the TV show Southside. And on this podcast, we're taking you to the streets to give you stories about real people and places on Chicago's Southside. By the way, that of all the intro songs we've ever had. That's the one.
That was the most generic.
But I feel like that's
what... You call it entertainment, and I call it show music.
Yeah. I feel like the music supervisor was like, I'm going to show him some pizzazz.
It's always like 80s rock music with a saxophone.
Exactly. He had a band.
You know, so far we've hit up a Rita Center, furniture shops. We've hung out in Inglewood and spent a day riding the train and a bus to sell some body oils.
But we're still just one order of Harold's away from erasing all that cardio.
Luckily, we're not going to Harold's.
What?
Yeah.
Not yet. Okay.
Not yet. Right. Not yet. Correct. Not yet. Instead, and equally cool, we are going to hit up the studio and make some homegrown Southside music.
Yes. Yes. Now, we can do a whole other podcast about the music that comes out of Chicago.
Who's your favorite Chicago artist? I mean, you don't have to say just one.
You know what's crazy? There's so many. I'll be honest. If you were to look empirically, the answer, just by virtue of raw numbers and facts, probably has to be Kanye West.
Wow.
I think it would be a lie to say anybody else.
Right. It's not Crucial Conflict.
What's funny is no, because my first thought when you asked that question, though, was Chaka Khan, because she's written some songs. And also, she went to high school with my father.
Why did my mind immediately go to rappers? You're right. There's so many Chicago people. It's impossible.
Quincy Jones,
I think by numbers, Quincy Jones is the biggest recording artist of all time, because
he's from Chicago.
Quincy
Delight.
He's got jazz, he's got soul, he's got Thriller. Thriller alone would probably
technically
put him at the top.
I wonder though, I think Seattle also claims him along with some other places. But I would
also
claims
say, Chicago.
He claims Chicago. Well, he's from there.
We were at a party one time and he was just like, I heard y'all making a show about Chicago. That sounds just like him.
Yeah, you do.
In fact, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Quincy into the studio.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Jones. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, young
Hey, dude, thanks for coming in today. So you're really originally from Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was it like when you were growing up?
I don't know.
Right. Hey, goodbye, Quincy. He just left. Folks, I was going to say the other person. The other person who I think of when I think of Chicago music would be Donny Hathaway. Donny Hathaway, for me, is somebody who is one movie away from international recognition. He's incredible. And he's a Chicago guy. And he also seems like somebody who you would know who would come over to your house and hang out with you. He's such a down-to-earth mm-hmm. person. But also Sam Cooke.
G Herbo.
So there's a lot of people to name. I feel like we're going to leave people out. I don't want to leave people out, but let's just say that there's so many great
musicians. Gohart.
Sasha Gohart.
I think that there are a lot of. She did our theme song. There's so many people that we could have mentioned, but lucky for us, we're going to be visiting an up and coming producer on this show in Chicago's hip hop scene.
Now, usually when you hear up and coming, it's preceded by the word young. Not in this case.
There are a couple other scenarios where you could hear the phrase up and coming.
True. None come to mind. But I want you guys to get ready to meet somebody special. D'Ala, who are we about to meet right now?
Get ready to meet Mr. Arthur Du Bois.
All right.
He is, wait for it, 72 years old.
Years young.
Years young. He's worked for UPS because UPS is hiring. The gas company, a produce market. Now he's retired, and he's actually, I kid you not, 72 years old. He's making trap beats out of his apartment.
Now, usually when you see 72 years old, the first thing that comes to your mind is, oh, this person's running for president. Not always the case. 72-year-olds do other things than try to run
That's
the country.
Right. I That's cannot right. agree. And by the way, you heard it right. 72 years old making trap beats.
That's right.
I'm already like desperate to hear all about this man.
Yeah. Arthur is like the perfect hybrid of a struggling artist and an old black gentleman.
These things are usually mutually exclusive.
That's right. But he stays up till 2 and sometimes 2:15 in the morning making beats. But, you know, never without a pack of cool cigarettes.
Oh, does he really have cool cigarettes?
You know what I've noticed about cigarettes, and this is obviously goes against all science. Some people, not 99% of people can't do this. Some people can smoke cigarettes till they're like 80, 90 years old. I don't understand it. He's one of those guys.
Maybe they would have made it to 110 if they didn't smoke.
Those aren't good years. Nobody wants to win. 109 to 110, you don't want that.
By the time you're 106, I feel like there's like a person with the Guinness Book of World Records who sits by your bed like, how you feeling? How you feeling?
How you feeling?
The
you
whole
feeling?
Time.
How you feeling? He has a lot of stories, not like of the rated PG variety stories. Like if only you could hear what we had to cut out. Because Arthur is he's a man of he doesn't flinch when he needs to say stuff. He probably has more stories about almost whooping somebody's butt than somebody whose name I won't read because we still work with him.
I didn't like to fight, didn't want to fight, but when you push me, I got to do you in.
We don't tell you why I'm walking on this side.
Why is that?
The rottenest motherfucker I ever met was nigga live right there.
We almost got into it one time. I said, I know you got a knife, but I'm gonna fuck you up. I said, oh no, and I grabbed him by the collar and beat him all the way to the door. And then it dawned on me, I can't let you go. Now I gotta finish kicking your ass.
So I said, before I had to kill this nigga, I just go and do something else. So that's what I did.
What a lovable old granddad. You know, just sit around the Christmas tree. Trade stories of beating somebody's ass.
Are we done? Was that
yeah,
all? Of
that's all of them.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
No, there's a few.
I was settling in.
Those are the ones we could air. There's a lot more that are unfortunately the WBEZ crowd wouldn't like cotton to.
I mean, let's talk about the fact the man, he uses the N-word prolific.
Sure, sure.
He uses it the way that some painters use red.
Yeah. Yeah, he is a connoisseur of. Yo, he got stories for days,
He's got stories for days, and that's even before you get him to talk about music. I was waiting for music talk.
No, it was mostly ass-whipping anecdotes. You know, it doesn't even matter about the music. He's likely heard it all.
I will always say that, sometimes the best music comes from people with an interesting story. Mm. I am desperate to find out what life this 72-year-old... First off, why is he always getting into fights?
Yep.
I bet you my theory... He's like just the nicest guy you could ever meet, mm-hmm. and he just likes to talk to. Because you notice he's always like, and then I said, I'm going to finish whipping your ass. Yeah. Like, he laughs. Like, it makes me think that, like, this is all, but maybe he's, maybe
he
it's,
did
an,
actually have
maybe
a story,
it's an evil.
Well,
laugh.
No, he said he had to beat a guy down because the guy wasn't properly beaten enough. So I think he does. Here's the thing, Arthur's whole
point
of view
him
is
the
like,
benefit.
No, his whole point of view is like, don't get guns involved. So I support this. Mm. If you got a problem with somebody, handle it with the fists.
It used to just be fights. Right.
Or, heaven forbid, you could just talk it out. But I don't know. That's not on the table.
Linking up with Arthur is another person who likes to make beats on the side of Dave Hellum.
Dave went out to Arthur's place at 36th and Michigan in Bronzeville to meet up, listen to some music, and inhale some secondhand smoke. Or, if we know Dave, firsthand smoke. Here we go.
What's going on, people? This is Dave Hellum. We are out here in the heart of Chicago on the south side in Bronzeville. Today, we are going to be talking to Arthur Du Bois, who is a producer. And not only is he a producer, he makes trap beats. And Arthur is well into his 70s doing this stuff. And we're about to have a good time on this podcast today, man.
I've been around the world, and I'm right back where I started.
I'm so excited about this, man.
You?
Yeah, look, I make...
Me?
I used to make beats, too.
What
I'm saying? Like, I use FL Studio.
Okay.
But then I'm a comedian, right? So I got more serious about comedy and stuff, okay. So I kind of had to put the music on the back burner, but,
right.
Man.
You can go back to that now because it's good now because I like samples.
I love samples, man.
I had played just a couple of chords on my keyboard, and I said, to hell with that, I'm going to do samples. I'll show you, I got everything I need, put it that way. Those are keyboards. The name of this is Mac Axiom Pro. It goes under Pro Tools. This is what they call dynamic, and I got some other microphones, but it works pretty good. When I came in here, you know what I had? I had that couch, that recliner, and my bed. That's all I brought with me. And I built up a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Got the TV.
Oh, I didn't want to use this word. What's that?
I called my computer my bitch.
Would you please explain why?
Because they done hacked me so many times.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I always liked music. When I was 5 and 6 years old, the closest I got to music was listening to the radio on my dresser after everybody's sleeping, put my ear to the speaker and turn it down real low and sleep till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm looking at your computer right now, looking at the program, and I'm seeing all the different levels and the hi-hats and the bass lines and all this stuff. You can't be doing that stuff if you don't have something going on up there, man.
Well, you know what this is? Samples. It's not like I'm playing all these keyboards. I play a few chords and whatnot. When I want to do a song with, you know, a chord, I can do that. But the point is samples now. Even Scorch is going samples.
Sky Storage. What you know about some Sky Storage, man?
That's my boy, man.
What?
That dude had 84 songs on the charts. He had 84 out of 100.
He did a lot with Fat Joe and stuff like
everybody,
that.
Everybody. Everybody. But he did the same thing that black people do.
What's that?
Blow that $10 million. Music was everywhere. There's a little tavern right on 38th in Michigan. And there'd be some live players in there. I was 11 or 10 years old. And I used to walk back and forth so they wouldn't run me away from the door, because it was summertime. I had the door open and it was rocking, man. That was rocking. And I walked back and I looked and see. All the time I'm hearing this good music, and I go back. Then I turn around and go back again. I'm going back and forth, just to stay out there so they wouldn't run me away. Eventually, I had to walk on back where I had to go. And it turns out I wound up going to that school right across the street.
Arthur.
Yo.
This is a jam right here, brother.
I know.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
You are so humble.
You know what my name's going to be on my board? They're going to be knowing me as the Groove Ball. I got a picture coming up to put it. The Groove Ball.
The Groove Ball? Like
the Groove Ball. B-A-L-L. Groove Ball. It's got to be something new, you know. It's got to be something new.
Why is it the Groove Ball?
Because I be grooving my ass off. When I went to high school, I didn't know how to play anything. Tried violin, tried the tubas. A friend of mine, he was playing clarinet. I said, I'm going to try that too. And I tried it. He made good. I didn't. But I hung on to it for a while. And then years later, I tried the saxophone. I wasn't too good at that either. But I liked it. And just fairly recently, the last 7 or 8 years, I started getting better. Then this heart thing came up. I said, oh, that might have saved my life. Because a lot of saxophone players have died. One, Ray Charles guys, three of them, 1 month apart each. Heart attack, heart attack, heart attack. So I started doing this.
How do you keep yourself up in your 70s? And
I'm not really set up. I'm sick. I got a heart problem. All my muscles, and I used to have big muscles, man, and they're gone. Right now, I'm just going slower and slower.
I get you, man.
That's one of the diseases that I got. Forget what they call it.
But my dad passed away at 57,
wow.
Right? And it is a blessing, like I said, to see you doing what you're doing right now. Because, you know, I enjoy talking to people, because it reminds me of the talks I would have with my dad about music and stuff like that. So when I say you here, you still got a healthy soul, a healthy mind.
Quincy Jones, 85 years old, still doing it. I'm only 72. I'm not trying to show off. Oh, I'm the big guy. I don't care. I made good music. You like it. You buy it and you work with it or whatever you want to do. And that's all I expect. That's all I want. And I don't want to be, people had to clap and all. I don't care about all of that. I just want to make the good music, hope somebody like it, and move on. Make another good one. And that's all I'm looking for. And I would like a little money on the side.
You know what I love about that the most is one of the things that I admire in people who get older is their passion is completely unmitigated by what anybody else cares about or thinks about. It almost reminds me of why I, like, you know, proudly call myself a nerd, because I feel like I'm always really impressed with people who have a genuine passion and are really unconcerned what society, you know, cares about. But certainly,
yeah, he's even said, like, I wouldn't mind a little money for this, but, you know, I don't do it for that.
It's nice, yeah. Man. It's nice to hear. Welcome back to the Groove Ball. Now, our boy Arthur has
around, AKA the Groove Ball,
has around 30 beats that he's made and is eager to get one of them turned into a song.
So we thought, why not play matchmaker and pair him with another talented artist from the South Side? Now, we went out to a lot of talented artists on the South Side.
We did. Chance the Rapper, Kanye West, Jeremiah, Wilco, Smashing Pumpkins. Arthur said no.
He wouldn't work with them.
No, he wouldn't.
He was like, don't bring me those people.
I don't want them, but enter the one and only Matt Muse. Let's check a little bit of Matt Muse's song.
How a young kid on the South Side gon' sleep on my school clothes that my mayor won't see me. Well, I just FaceTime with Jesus. He said they might not believe in us, but don't frostbite, don't freeze up. Just go get your G's up.
Ramen cook. If you watched our show Southside, and that ass better have watched it, then you definitely have heard Matt's music. He's a proud Southside kid, ripping 80% Kenwood, and he's also a poet and has been teaching artists with the Chicago's Young Chicago Authors Group. It's called the Young Chicago Authors. A great group.
Yep, and he was eager to link up with Arthur and spit a little something onto one of his beats, as the kids would say.
Arthur and Dave, you know, they didn't have to go far to meet Matt. They met up at Haven Studios, which is also in Bronzeville, 45th and King Drive, and operates as a music mentoring program for budding musicians around the city.
Very cool.
We some new guys here,
good.
Man.
How you doing, Matt?
Yeah, it's all right.
Nice to meet you.
All right.
Man, he sounds just like Gerard Carmichael. Like.
My God.
Yeah, I know I have to write everybody's down name on my shirt every time.
Hey,
I
make it work.
That work
for me?
You're right. We follow you, man, since you're already here.
This is just a few years ago. I wasn't really thinking much about making the money at first. It was learning how to do this. Then as it got better, then I'm thinking more, maybe I can make some money out of this. And this is about the time when I went to a studio.
My man came in here today, and he was looking for a studio. I told him this is a studio for the youth, but he told me he was young at heart. And he came in playing his music, and I had to play it for somebody because, man, this is insane, bro. Like, so let me get this thing going. And how long you been producing for?
Learning six years. Some songs are having like a snare or like a clap, but mostly snares.
Okay, well, some of my songs I got that, all of that. Different song, different music for me. And if it needs to be fixed, it can be fixed. Somebody, I appreciate that. Fix it, make it better. I had one in there.
I can't complain.
Playing. He just didn't hear it. So I put two more on top of it and told him, I said, hey, I fixed that. He heard something I didn't hear. I had one up there, but it wasn't enough. So I put two more on top of it and came out stronger when I thanked him. Young guy, I don't know, all of them young. I could learn more from them than they can learn from me.
Feel like I'm at a rap camp. Just writing every beat that comes on. Five fingers of death. Oh, this is different. Just some smooth R&B shit.
Well, I do all
yeah, girl. We on the south side of Chicago right now, baby. Riding around in my convertible. I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby. Yeah, welcome to Chicago, baby girl. That's what this shit sounds like. I don't know. I don't think I can't write to this.
No, it's all right. Hey,
probably with that same, all right?
This like low key, right?
The same rap?
What?
Fuck
like,
around.
Watch it work.
Let's see. Hey. Ride around my side of town. The South Side inspires a lot of my music. If you hear any of my music, I probably mention the South Side in every other song because I was born and raised here. And I think that there's a beauty of like grind and hustle that like just bleeds when you're around here. Everybody's on the grind.
Whether it's comedy, whether it's music, like the coldest shit comes out of the city.
And I don't believe that.
Know,
if it's just because of the stuff we got to go through, you know what I'm saying, in terms of like how rough the city can be. But we just, like you said, we bleed just culture. I can't really describe it. Like, just being back here.
It's a vibe, man.
Like, I live in L.A., you know, right. So like when I'm back here, I'm just filled.
This one,
the same rap to every beat.
No, it ain't. It was all my stuff is different.
No. I said same rap. Okay. Yeah.
These people came in from New York.
Sometime in your life,
they asked me to make a song.
You've heard a song that gives you bumps.
So I put
when I hear something that sound that good, you gotta go with it. You know, you like it, it's good, and you want to hear it some more. So that's basically what music does. You know, make you feel certain ways. Some get you down, some get you up, and some you be jazzing. And that's what I like, all the different kinds.
Side of town, south side, tell them bring it back. Make the wrong turn down the wrong block, it gets strange. Benedict Cumberbatch, tell them call a doctor, gotta pick him up. But I know the rules, so I'm never stuck. Ride around my side of town, hella head nods and hella love, hella black women, hella house heads, twist outs and hella dreads. Job try to tell you cut them off, middle finger cut my check instead. Ride around my side of town, if we talking money, say less. Tongue cheap, lip sheet, but that elbow grease be priceless. Flow clean, fabuloso, staying lean like I know drove. My shoulders broad and I bring the wind. I live and breathe Chicago. Ride around my side of town, south side, make it bring it back. And we only going more loco, so you know that they gon' sing it back like.
Ride around my side of town, ride around my side of town.
South side, make it bring it back.
Hey, ride around my side of town, ride around my side of town.
South side, make it bring it back like.
Ride around my side of town, ride around my side of town.
South side. Make it bring it back.
Hey, right around my side of town. Right around my side of town.
South side, make it bring it back. Like.
Dude, a 70 some year old person made this beat. That's ridiculous. Our thanks to Arthur, our thanks to Dave, our thanks to Matt. That was.
I liked it.
As the kids say, or my mom says, that was a bop.
It was quite lit.
It was quite lit. Thank you, guys, all the time we have for Southside Stories. Please keep dancing. Southside Stories is a production of WBEZ Chicago and Comedy Central.
I'm Diallo Riddle.
And I'm Bashir Salahuddin.
The producer is James Edwards, with production support from Bia Medias.
The executive producers are Steve Raises and Kevin Dawson.
Special thanks to Kellen Parker, Jeremy Westfall, Dara Frank, Michael Blyden, and Brendan Banizek.
And a very special thanks to Andre Adtu Daniels of the Haven Studio.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause. And rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.